tributes paid to Silver End reality TV star. Family and friends have led tributes to a Silver End man who became one of the world's first reality TV stars. Julie Corrigan, 66, has spoken of her late husband Colin, 70, who died 3 weeks after a serious stroke. Since his death, the blended family, which comprises of Julie, daughter Natasha, Julia's son Ricky and Andy Bohane, and Colin's son Douglas Corrigan, have all been devastated. The couple moved to Silver End in 2006 after marrying in December 2000, after courting since 1987. At the turn of the millennium, Colin, Julie and their daughter Natasha, who was six at the time, took part in the forward-thinking reality television programme Castaway 2000 on BBC One. The programme followed a group of 36 men, women and children who upped sticks to Scotland and had to build a community on the remote island of Tarensay over the course of a year. According to Julie, Colin was incredibly friendly, social, and people really took to him. Paying tribute, she said, "I'm already missing him dreadfully and will miss him to my dying day. He was such a huge part of my life. No one could step into his shoes. He was a very unique character. I think about him every minute. He was the love of my life. No marriage is without its ups and downs, but through it all, I always knew he was the one and we were destined to meet." Appearing on Castaway 2000 brought the couple closer together, and it was a fabulous time for their relationship and for their daughter, who was excited to take part. Natasha, now 32 and living in Hatfield Peveril, said, "He was always full of laughter, jokes and sarcasm. He had his own sayings. Instead of, 'If you don't like the heat, get out of the kitchen,' he would say, 'If you don't like the soup, don't dip the ladle in.' He loved his dogs and he was a brilliant granddad to my daughter and the other children in the family. He was a very hands-on dad. He was a very memorable person, very quick-witted and clever in the things he'd come back with as well." Fellow Castaway co-star Ron Copsey has spoken about the man. He said, "Colin was a great guy and will be missed by all that knew him. He was funny, caring, kind and loved his family. Colin and I were like brothers, and our wicked sense of fun and humour certainly fuelled a few memorable times. He was a top bloke. Colin's ashes are to be scattered on the Isle of Tarensay, and a 25th anniversary get-together of the Castaway 2000 cast is planned for next year."